The name of the Father and of the Mother and the Supernatural of God, in the name of the Mother and of the Father and the Supernatural of God, in the name of the Father and of the Mother and the Supernatural of God. Amen. Oh, I wish you. God bless you, dear one. Now be again united in the holy lesson, leading to God's heart. From our heart, united to Jesus' heart, to be carried to God's heart. Now, this is a great meaning that has to take place in our hearts tonight. Do you realize that through all the years before Christ, we have lived a life very close to animals, years, years before Christ, ancient times. We had all kind of worship. We worshipped the sun, the moon and the stars, the light. We worshipped the nature, we worshipped the earth. We worship the atmosphere, we worship the spirits, we worship the ocean, we worship the old trees, and we worship ourselves. And so when we look again today, we are in the same state than we were 2,000 years ago before that time. Why have we contained and remained like that? Because we didn't have the light consciousness. Do you understand me? The vibe was a little heavy here. Open up your heart. Open up your heart. There's no other thought comes into you, if you believe me or don't. Throw it all away. Just listen like little children. When you ask mother to explain to your little children something, the child cannot understand you. But you say, now, you understand me? And it looks at you scared and it says, yes, but it don't. It don't understand your meaning, you are older. We're scared of you. So don't be scared of me. I'm your spiritual mother here talking to you. I can see your aura. I can see your feelings. I can see some strangers here that don't understand yet. But just believe what I'm telling you. As I'm only a light scientist. I'm not a religion fanatic. I'm not stubborn and closed. For one religion, and for all religions, and for all human people, souls and spirits, and for everybody, no matter what they've committed, crimes, and for everyone to help them, to bring them into their light, to come to super light, to the heart light of God. We here don't worship Jesus Christ, we don't worship any saints or angels or spirits. We only worship the real creator that created this planet and all the planets and the gods and whatever there is living. God, Father and Mother God, two creators, two hearts, male and a female creator, created us. Not just the male. So it was only a male vibration development to all the ages. Even the Greeks, years ago, had a mother guard. I think her name was Sibyl or Sibylia, something of that kind. They worshipped her, the mother god. A god they made themselves, and that was a woman god. That passed on. Men afterwards condemned that because they looked down at females. So they started to have a male god. So they created a male god. So they had different gods of all the ancient times. You look in the books in Jerusalem, the way I looked in, they showed me the old yellow bound books. Old ancient times of the Atlanteans. And you can see thousands of gods had all the worshippers that worshipped them. And they had no light. They had a certain amount of light that the people gave them to worship them. And they lived in that worship of the people. People thought to them, look what a great God we have. That we have that different God there of this name and a God of this. And we have now Buddha and Jehovah. And we worship them all. And Buddha is only for the Hindu, for the Indian, for the religion of that kind, philosophy of life. We have now Jehovah, which is the Jewish God, for the Jews. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, get even. We believed in that. So long we know that that was a God. So we follow just those that brought us out. And we live in that of our ancestors. So like we lived years and years ago, before Christ, that we were in the animal condition. We only live for body, loving the sex, loving our brain, loving ourselves, feeling what we could do, and becoming gods. Even now we have here, in this time, a man that calls himself God, which is the divine, what you call it, Father Divine. He says, I am God. He has a book finished where he says, I am God. And the people worship him. I don't know how many millions he has. I think 40 million people. They all worship him. Ask God. And the paper was sent to me. And it says, dear God, Father Divine, you are the God. Please help us have a rain. Please help us. Do this for us. Please help us. Give us this. Please, God, do this for us. So it was all. Not thinking of Jesus Christ, God. Not giving credit to the Creator that created this planet. It was just made by some people's minds. Now this truth here is not being made by any woman mind, my mind, or any man mind. It's been made by the light. As you can see the light here, you can see distinctly what it means. There's the pink, there's the green, there's the yellow. Now there's the color that has all the meaning. So I asked a little girl, I said, seeing the coloring in the light, I went to it when I became older to study the meaning of light to the whole Bible, starting with the Old Testament. They had a little light. Moses had a little light. Abraham, they all had a little light. They were the prophets. They had a good thought. They wanted to work for God. They all worked for Jehovah. They all tried. But each one worked to have just so many children to live between them. They wanted to. And they lived their life of, like to say, human being to satisfy their desires. They had their nice acres of land and beautiful homes and servants, and the more money they made, the more servants they had, the greater they became for the people, and they're called great men. You did not hear in the Old Testament calling a great woman. No, women were out. Just bear children and tend to your business, and the women were not allowed in the church. They were not allowed to cut their hair. Look what you're doing now. Why, if you had done that at that time, you were denounced, going right to the devil. Put out of the church. They all had to have a long hair. Don't cut the hair. And smoke. Look what a woman do today. You go where you go. They're enjoying. They're doing everything. But a man do the same. Well, it's good for the man, good for us. We do the same. Fine. Why should we do less? We are the same people. God created us. And we are doing the work. We bring out the child. Others are helping their children. And so each one is becoming a mother, spiritual mother or physical mother. And you become spiritual fathers or physical fathers. So it goes by the girls are all equally. Male and female work together. I didn't know it at that time. I was only a young thing. But in my mind, I was old. In my mind, I had a consciousness. I have to follow absolutely Jesus Christ's light. That was in my mind. Why? He said, I am the light of the world. Well, if he's the light of the world, he told the truth. He couldn't lie. So I must find his light. If I don't find his light, I don't believe in him, his words. That was in my mind. I was not a fanatic. I was not a Catholic. I was not a Protestant. And I was not a Jew. So what was I? Nothing. My mind was open, shine light. What did I want? Light, light, light. So I went forward. If I would be a fanatic Catholic, I would say nothing exists but Catholic. Otherwise you go to hell. Nothing exists but Presbyterian, Episcopalian, or the Baptist, or this and that. I don't. My mind was open to every religion, and every religion in front of me was good, because they believed in something. So you see, I walked absolutely alone. Alone with that thought, I got to walk for Jesus Christ and find his light. How he know his God? How he know he called him his father? How did he could tell it to people that this is his father? He didn't tell it to the mass, but he told the apostles, say, our father who art in heaven. All this had to be translated into the light vibration language. Why did he say to the apostles and not to the map, to the Jews? Because they wouldn't accept it. They had only that one thought, Jehovah, and they didn't believe in Jesus' father. He says his father was Joseph, wasn't. So you see, Joseph was a man of 87 years old. Holy Mary was a girl of 16 years old. Now you can see the condition of those two. And as Joseph was married before, and he had children before of Jesus, they were even grown up when Jesus was born. You can read in the Bible where they say, your brothers are here. Your brothers are waiting to talk to you. That night. They were not brothers of the Holy Mary, the children. They were from his first wife. Now you see Jesus explained to me, and I found the secrets of Jesus' life, of Jesus' motives, his ideas, his prayers, his labor, his thoughts, everything in the light vibration. So my mind became opened up of my soul, of my heart. The brain couldn't understand it. If it would be my idea, my brain, I would say, oh no, he was a man. Like other men, he tried to do better. He couldn't be the Son of God. How many believed it? I had even few letters sent to me from different places. They say, you must be crazy to believe Jesus Christ is Son of God. And other letters say, you're going to hell because you don't belong to the Catholic religion. You get all some religion. Other sect all to me. You're going to go in darkness and hell in the pit because you don't believe in this and this. No. Why? Because I walk absolutely in a light vibration. And even my own dear sister that raised me couldn't believe me. She thought I was a young thing. How could a young thing like this translate the Bible? But I did. And I kept it secret. I was ashamed and afraid to let the people know so they wouldn't laugh at me. But I know it was the truth. And I show you someday the books that I translated as a young girl, the whole Bible. And I have the books, the vibration in it. I have four books filled with all the different vibrations. And you will see my book as a young girl in it, where I was seeking to find the truth. Not a fanatic. I was for all religions. I only wanted the light of Jesus Christ, and I found it. So the name was found in a purple writing, Soupret. I didn't even know what it meant. So you see that I didn't even realize the great meaning until it shown to me. Through the years that I found it, the healings of thousands, yes, a million people. Now through the books, the writing to us, letters by the thousands we get, they were healed just reading the books. My little books. Most of them have been writing on my knees, crying. Then I was thankful it was finished. Narcissus, I'm finished. No more. Then the nights when I was praying, thanking God now, and I want to do some bigger work than this now, to talk to people, to bring them to God closer, I got to start tomorrow morning. You start on a new book. No. New book, and I got already 25. Yeah. You start a new book. So it came until now, it's 31 books. Now I'm finished. I say so. I say so. You don't believe me? Lift up your hands who don't believe me. How dare you? Ah, believe me. Yeah, but I never know either. But I say, believe me, I won't do no more writing. Unless my God says you got to, then I go for. Otherwise I don't. Now it's just telling you, showing you the book. The book has been done without my efforts. The book has been done without the desires to do it often. Sometimes I thought I'd take a vacation, to go away, to have a little good time, to have a little rest. All those years, 30 years, 35 years, steady work, steady labor, nothing but sick people. How would you like it to see from day to day nothing but sick people arriving, one after another, 20, 30 healings a day? Oh my, and I go to bed. I cry for joy that they all were healed. Thanking God. And remember that phrase, I'm not a healer. No one can be a healer. Even spirits cannot be a healer. Jesus was not a healer. God does the work, the healing. He's the creator. He's the power. But we have to prepare the people. So he prepared the people. And he said, go and sin no more. And they were healed. So I'm doing that likewise. But I'm doing that to the name of Soupret. I'm not doing that to the name of Jesus Christ. I'm doing that in the name of Soupret. And I'm thanking God, Soupret, in the name of Jesus Christ. Because through Jesus Christ, through his words of light, I found the truth. Not the Old Testament, but the new, the words of Jesus Christ. Now coming back again to man and life, we gotta go and steady it with all our hearts. We gotta go at a point. I must stand still, they told me. I go back and forth. You see, I got to obey too. To some people here. Yeah, they have to talk for me. You see, my children, darlings, we have to walk united with one mind, with an empty mind. How do you think I found this truth? With an empty mind. When any thought entered here, I say, get out. No thought here. My heart had to talk. Did you get it? My heart had to think. My heart's love. I had to develop it first to helping people. Utter what a mission. Going to basements, people that come from Europe, Germany, Russia, different countries. And all had going to have babies. Most of them were all poor. So I went into water mission at night and afternoons when I had time to see down on the east side of New York the poor people that were all there centered in that neighborhood of poverty. The east side of New York. That's why I went on to see as a young girl, telling them that I would be a nurse. If there's a woman going to have a baby or sick with a disease in basements, they're mostly laid. But they had coal and wood stored away. There was a woman laying beside the coal to have a baby. In the dust of the coal and the dirt, lying, laying among the coal and dirt. I saw them crying, helping. They had no money, no food. Only the neighbors had come out. They were so poor, too, they had nothing. They had lots of babies. The streets were full of babies. There were about 1,000 different babies, and they all run around half naked, poverty stricken in New York in the East Side. If you could see it years ago, for hard times, poverty stricken. My heart went out to help, but I had no money. I was an orphan myself. But whatever I could earn, I went to night school certain times. Other times that I didn't go, I went to help those people. To this, my heart opened up more and more of the suffering of people, the suffering to Jesus Christ, and my heart was filled with love. Love to help. I had developed that love to help, that love to give. No matter what religion, no matter who you were, I had to develop that feeling out of my mind. My mind would say, well, I don't have those ones. Jews that killed Jesus, I won't help them. That's why I had in my mind. But before I know it, my heart opened up and I helped the Jews. I went into the places where the Jews live and I said, you need any help? They said, are you a Christian? I said, I am a Christian. But I'm for Jews and for everybody. Yeah. Do you need any help? Yes. We are starving. We come here from Russia. We come from Berlin, Germany. We lost everything. We don't know where to go. Where's the Jewish society? Then I've been hunted, finding it out. Different restaurants I went in. Where's the Jewish society? And I know where there were Jewish restaurants. And that's where I walked out in every way. How to help the Jews? How to help the Christians? No matter what religion. So my mind became empty and my heart was filled with the substance of love. Now you got to earn the substance of love. Not for sex. Not just for your family love, for your parents, for your ancestors, for your children. You don't have to develop it. It's there. But to develop for the fallen woman in the wayside, for the fallen man in the gutter. Drunk laying there. Sick, poor. Lift them out of it. Their love for those that lay in darkness, that have no light, curse you, hate you, and you lift your hand and help them. This is where the joy is in heaven, greater than over 99 righteous ones, to have that one sinner to come in the light, to the light of Jesus Christ, to God. You all that have come here, some of you didn't believe in Jesus, didn't even know of him. How many of you that have come here first? Lift up your hand, don't be afraid. Some of you that believed in Jesus but didn't walk for Jesus, then right? How many of you? You lived according to your desires and to your family desire, then right? Am I? Thank you. Now you see, today our mind is awakened. We are seeking to learn in this brain. To grasp, to bring it in, so that can create a substance in the heart, to bring it to the soul, the feeling. Jesus told the truth. Jesus was the light bringer. How did Jesus do it? So I found it and I put it in the books. Now the books will heal your soul, not just your body, but your soul. Everyone that reads those books won't be lost. Why? Because the light is entering your soul, even if you don't understand it. You will feel it in your heart. It is so wonderful, dear ones. If you could only understand, then you will hear from us. If you want to find out from the letters that writing us and saying, I read your book and all the pages, I saw different colors of light. I saw the light shining in your books. Woman wrote to us, we have a people of science, different teachers, different people writing. Why do we see light in your books, no light in the Bible much, or in other books? Because in the Bible, light is not explained in vibrations. It's just like you say, I know all about theology. I know all about history. But you got to study the English history, the American history, the French history, all separate. So you have to study the different lights all separate before you can come to super light. I said the Old Testament of the old apostles, all separate. There's a different substance, different brilliancy of light than Jesus had. Then I said, there's a different light. It's a different substance, it's thicker, heavier, has a more power, more vibration, more brilliancy. That is higher than Moses' light. Higher, more developed, higher, higher, until I come to the purple light. Now you can see the years it took. You wouldn't believe me, it took patience. And all the time I was walking, I was as a poor church mouse, they say it. So all the years, I didn't have a home. I was put out from one place to another because I couldn't pay the rent. Then when I got the money, then I could go to the day to walk, and I walked at night on my vibration. Because every word had to be translated. So you can see the labor it took to translate it. Why it almost set you crazy to translate it. Now coming back to the family of our original families way back, we are today without the light, knowing the light substance of Jesus Christ and the light teaching, he remained just like we were before Christ. In that intense love for our family, we are intense love our children, intense feeling for our people, intense feeling for our countries. They are all headed before Christ. There was. We have wars. We haven't got the intense feeling of love for God. If we could have just a little bit the intense feeling for God, we wouldn't have no more wars. But our intense feeling is eaten up for our families, for our husbands, wives, mothers, children, for our ancestors, God's love. That's sick we run. How many people have come here crying? My mother's sick. Come help her. My children are sick. What I'm going to do? I'm dying. They're dying. One is dying. I run. Nobody has come to say, look at that poor child of the neighbor's sick. Well, this poor thing is had to die. Well, you know, some people might have their feeling, but very seldom you find it that they come and say this. Unless they want to bring all their ancestors in. They bring in their ancestors, their mother-in-law, their children, their sisters, their uncles, their everything there. They could think of their sick. It's their family, or their neighbors, or their friends. They brought them in. So you see, the world is, but you will bring in one out of the gutter. And love that one out of the gutter. That's the question. So I went out in New York, standing on Fifth Avenue, looking at the houses on Fifth Avenue, going up. And after they told me on Fifth Avenue is a bad house. A very fast house, bad house. Has nothing but bad women and bad men. I want to make the tour of that bad house. So I walked for miles to Street Fifth Avenue down, going way up to 72nd Street, coming back again, going higher, farther down, until I found the house. I don't want to tell you the street. The house, beautiful house, lay inside, a beautiful garden outside, laid beautifully. I thought, my, there must be millionaires living in there. But my, what a black, why there is nothing but darkness, clouds all around the windows in the whole house. Ah, but they are sick in there. I couldn't think that they're bad. I didn't know what a really badness meant all. Then you could see the hooks coming out, hooking in the people to come in like black hooks. Well, I thought that couldn't be possible. I think my something wrong with my eyes. Then I studied what it meant. Then I went to the corner policeman standing on the other side of the corner. I said, could you tell me of that number of that house? What is that house? Does it belong to millionaires? He says, yes. They're millionaires, and he ha 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 left. I says, what are you left? He says, this is a fast house, don't you know, my dear girl? You're young, do you understand? I says, no, but I can understand what you say. I said, it's a fast house. You mean bad house? Yes. It's a bad house, just as wicked can be. I said, why don't you arrest them? And he ha 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 and he left. Now you can see how the people lived in those times. I was a young girl then. So they kept on all those years past that Jesus died for us to come to God, to overcome our sins and our desires and follow the laws that He given, the Ten Commandments. Do we do not know? Now we are coming to suffering and to wars. And at last now the H-bomb has come. That's the language of Satan. And it's come to the nature atoms and to the human atoms that live in degeneration, fornication, lies, sins, hatred. All those atoms are built by the substance of sins. Now you realize the great teaching that we have to know about what is in me. What is in you, that's for you to decide. I don't condemn you, but I can tell you, if you have a dose condition in you of darkness, look out, you will be sick. Look out, you will have a cancer. Look out, you will have a heart trouble. Look out, you have a disease. So I warn you before, come out of it, repent, make your overcharge. I give you then the laws, how to come out of it. And when you find it, you stay healed and happy and healthy. And all my old timers of the past 28, 9 years that have come to me sick and diseased have been healed and stayed healed. Am I right? Can't you stand up there? All you that have been with me 28, 29 years stayed healed. Come forward here. So that the new people that are here, if there are any new people, lift up your hands. Oh, thank you. God bless you. Yeah. Lift up high your head so I can see it. All right. Come, you people, out and stand right here so you can see those people here. Come. Any new people here, come. So you can get the healing and blessing you need there. And you will be rewarded. Yeah. You come stand right here. Face to speak here. No, here. Come right here. Then I decide. All you new people, come in. That's it. So you know there is no hocus pocus here. Nothing put over on anybody. Here is the truth of Jesus Christ's holy word. Come, darlings, come right here. Yes. God bless you. Don't be afraid. Come here and face those few. Come right here. From there. No, come around here. Here. Right here. Come right here. Come right here. Form the ring. That's it. God bless you. Now we are forming the little ring of the old-timers that have been left. I had a good many. There are about 200 that left that were here, but they didn't want to live up to their teaching. Those few want to live up, they lived. They stayed here, isn't that right?
What did you have?
Cancer of the bowel.
Cancer.
You?
Tuberculosis of the arm.
What
do you have?
I have tuberculosis of the
arm.
And this
leg
here.
Tuberculosis of the leg?
Yes,
the doctor said leg has to be removed.
Right.
Is your leg taken?
No.
Jump. Let me see the wooden leg. The doctor told a leg had to be taken right off. It's all 24 or 5 years ago. The leg is still there. And you there? She was born with that too, wasn't it? Tuberculosis of the bowels. The child suffered. Here she's well. Lived all those years. And those hard work. Hard work. Yeah, all those years. Now you can see what has happened all those years. Did you stay here all those years?
Naturally.
Never
sick today.
All those years, they need no doctor, no help. Not so will you, dear ones, if you follow in the laws.
Love money, it is all love. And you can see, they're telling you the truth. Can you swear on the Bible? Swear on the Bible? Swear on the Father and Mother God, super light. And Jesus Christ's name?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ's name. Now you can see, dear ones, what it will do for you. So you don't have to have any fear. This is science. Religion alone, the belief alone cannot save you. You've got to have the proof and the facts and the science of life. Am I right? You get it? You're mild because you're educated. You're not just living and saying you're going to hell. And I go to hell if I don't follow that man or that woman, that religion. No. I want to know first. What's all about it? Where can I see? Now, do you see? They all see the aura now. They can all see my aura. If I'm telling the truth, they can see it. If I should tell a lie, they would see it. Get it? They know it. I talk to them. This shows the lie. This is dark. This is light. Truth is always light. So you see, I'm known. They're known. We all know here. We know each other. We can't lie here. Can't you see it? You see this? Now what religion would want it? They're covered on. Yes, everything uncovered. So you can see how true it is. We have to walk here to be seen. Before the people, before God Almighty, before the angels. They can see it. We mean it. No matter what we have done, so long we make it right. Here we can make it right. You get it? You understand? So there is no mind religion here. Well, I'm this and this, my people were this, or my people were this. There was my father. He was a good Protestant. My mother was a very religious Catholic. My sister was a very religious Catholic. She wouldn't dare to eat meat on Friday. I dare to eat meat on Friday. I dared not to go to church. I dared to sit underneath a tree and see, I see the light there. I don't go to church. And I used to get spanking every time, this forward. But why? Because I could see the light. I couldn't see it in that church. But I could see it on the tree there nearby. And I could see it like a statue standing there. I didn't know what it was used, but I could see it. And I felt so happy. And so I got the beating every time. But I say, you can beat me, but the light is not in that church. I can see it there. So that was my start of lifetime. You understand? So when you look in history, so was Joan of Arc. I was in Paris. And I saw people standing in line before a cathedral. I said, what is that? Joan of Arc, cathedral, church, great church. Healing. Healing service going on. A heart laid in a glass casket. Oh, see, I should stay right here. Yeah, people, you have to excuse me over there. They're taking down my record. Now I say to see, it's in a casket, I don't believe it. They say, come right in. I say, I'm from America, I don't believe it. Oh, well, go right in. They let me pass, I went in. There was a great big glass casket about that size. All cotton and something laying in there, and there was a red heart laying. Red heart, absolutely a red heart. You could see that it was alive, like breathing, didn't it? I could see the aura around it, a light, healthy heart. The city put it in there. Then I looked at it, made the aura. No, it's an old heart. It's right. Sure enough, ah. Then you see again Bernadotte. You see how she suffered. She saw the light. The Holy Mary, didn't it? And washed the water out. But they were almost killing her. They didn't believe it, didn't they? But then it said God spoke to those women. Hmm? And they didn't believe the woman. Now, there would be a man that would believe more. But the woman had no any help. So I didn't either. When I started my Carnegie Hall, they're talking. And in the Carnegie Hall and in the University of New York, that allowed me to come and talk about the aura, they believed in it. But when I start to talk about Jesus Christ, they say, we are here, different religions. It's Catholic, Roman, Greek, Catholic, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, Baptist, and so forth. We don't allow no talking about Jesus. I says, but my whole work is to Jesus Christ, started to the light of his words. So you see, we want today, after all those years, you can see all this is built to healing. To the love of him from the hearts of people. I never passed the basket, did I?
No.
Through all the years. People give from the heart. They got the healing, the understanding, themselves and their children. So will you, darling. It's up to you. You're welcome. God bless you. Who's sick here of you?
I can see it. Yeah, me too. That little boy needs help too. Yeah, you too, dear. Yeah. You too. Boys, don't be afraid. You do help. Yeah. It's like I took a telephone. One of my students.
That was he, dear, coming from Texas of cancer. She is now a class in Texas. And she wrote to me a letter and she said there's a millionaire woman and she wants to have a help. Her husband, he said, not she. So I telephoned to her. And I said, I heard about your husband. She says, he's a drunkard. At certain times he drinks and he's going crazy, out of his mind. Could you help him? I said, bring him to the telephone. So he did. He come to the telephone and I say to him, what I talk, I say, you hear me? You follow what I tell you? Fine, then do this and this and this. He followed with it. He hasn't been drinking since. Isn't that right?
That's the report.
Then I say, call the wife. So the woman comes. And I say to her, well, I want to tell you something. You need help, too. You got pain in your head, don't you? Now the woman is all voice, isn't it?
Yes, that's true.
She said what?
Well, she was rather amazed. She wondered how you could tell from the telephone that she was having this trouble with the head.
Yes.
So it's absolutely true. Why, she has something. You
know, now, how could she tell it? By her voice. I saw the aura to the telephone. Do you hear? So you see, I get you all in the distance and help you. Just by your name, the distance, I can see the vibration. I'm so many years in it walking that I've become an expert in it. You get it? And you can get help. You already feel better. There's five of you feel better. Lift up your head. 5, 4, 5. I see it. Good, and as you acknowledge it, you will get more help. Don't be afraid to acknowledge it. Because we give thanks to God, not to me, to God. And I don't ask for anything. All I ask is love. Father and Mother got two presents, which was Jesus Christ God. And I found I wouldn't dare to say, if I was there to sit thinking, imagining, the devil would have me long ago. And the thing would kill me. Now you can see the beautiful pictures. Look at our garden. Look at our little churches down there. Look at the beautiful old children cost over $100,000, isn't that right? Look at all the work that has been done here. Our pictures, our everything. It's all given to God. Healing. You understand, I don't ask for money, love. And you want to offer. If not, we help you. Mother?
Yes,
I heard. This is the church of Jesus Christ, of life, leading to God's heart, super life. Father and Mother got super life. So I invite you all for Mother's Day. We're going to bring out the Almighty Mother, the Deepest Mother. And we become mothers, spiritual mothers, physical mothers. And we all become mothers. And the saints departed. They become spiritual and physical fathers. But they become fathers on this earth. We become mothers on this earth to help each other, don't we? You did have children. You love your children, but have other people's children too. See, to me, all children are alive. I love them all. All alive. They are my children here. All you people become my children. And I love everybody, no matter who it is that comes to get the help here. And they have love from us all. God bless you.
Thank you,
Mother. Realize also what's the most important thing is to come to common steady. Steady about yourself. Steady your consciousness, steady about your soul, steady about your substance of your mind, steady about your 12 senses, steady the super laws. Without the super laws, you can't advance. People say, I know all about life. You don't. There are lots of spirits that I have seen. I see spirits, just like I see you people. They don't know even what you know today. Lots of people cannot see their spirits, they cannot see the light. So there are lots of spirits. They cannot see any light. They cannot see the super light because they haven't got awakened in their eyes. The eyes are closed. The mind is closed. They live in the darker spheres. They live underneath us. Some of them live above us, in Mars. And all the planets are filled with living beings, spirits. You mere human. There's not a planet that's empty. And I spoke to the radio one day when Einstein was talking. Just before me, he was finishing up and he said, there are some places that there's no life, no atmosphere, absolutely dead. When I heard it, and my time come to talk, I says, Mr. Einstein, you made a mistake. God has made everything perfect. There's nothing dead that God made. There's the atmosphere and life in every part of the world. And you will remember my words, and you will tell the truth. And he did. How long ago after I said it?
About 3 months.
Yeah. He come out and he said, yes. I found out, and this is the truth, that there is life in such a place as where I thought there wasn't a life. You see. So, you see, if there would be dead, those places, they would become cancerous, eaten up by evil spirits. They would be destroyed. Then the planet would become cancerous. True God couldn't possibly. It becomes cancerous to humanity. Living in a sin. Living for the devil. Living only for their sex life. Worshipping their sex and their vanity. Women living only for their clothing. To be admired. Vanity. Men for their power and strength to kill. We are not worshipping God. We are worshipping ourselves. And so long we worship ourselves, we have to have a war. We must be killed to awaken. But when we once awaken to Jesus and know his light, we will have no more wars. There's the difference. Because the evil loses their power. But how will you come to it to live that life? Only by patience like I had to have. Patience to find it. There was no money in it. No glory in it. I was condemned. Condemned. when I traveled around the world and I told them about this truth. They laughed at me in different cities. Paris laughed. I said, it's my country, I'm talking to you people. They laughed, ha ha. They lived their life. And I said, someday you cry bitter tears and Paris is taken. They said, never. They cannot take it. We are so fortified. We are so powerful here. Yes, but you will be remember my voice. And there came Hitler and took it. I can foretell lots of things. Not by fortune, but by the aura of the country. I see United States aura someday. I tell you what I see. Lots of things that will come. Not just right away, in a month or two, but in a little while. God bless you. But remember that. We live up to it. To the laws of Jesus Christ, light. Nothing can hurt you. Nothing whatever can touch you. No cannon, no devil, no wicked man, no wicked woman. Remember that. They were all protected that are here. All you see it. Given up by doctors. Have the leg taken off, have the arm taken off. Have be cut open. Woman has come to me, she had 24 operations. Remember Anna Marie? Has she 24? Yes. 14. 24 operations. Am I right? 14. With 14, mother child. 14? Yes, 14. She told me I thought 24. Then somebody else told me. I don't know, I get myself. Well, whatever she had operation. She was ready then to be taken again for an operation. They already, the ambulance was in front of the door. Then she heard about me, she telephoned. She said, any hope for me? They're going to take me again for another operation. Could I get any help? I can have nothing, I can hardly breathe, and I cannot take any water nor nothing. They give me medicine, I couldn't swallow it. It wouldn't go down, it wouldn't work in my stomach. Nothing goes down and it don't right away comes out. So then I treated her and I told her what to do and she followed it. She come back in the evening, she was absolutely healed. Am I right? You remember that? She danced for us. Showed us how fine she felt. Now can't you see the hand of God is with us here? It's a living religion. A living life science. Not talking, but facts proving. How many of you are here? Stand up. In the name of the Father and of the Mother and the Super Heart of God. In the name of the Mother and of the Father and the Super Heart of God. In the name of the Father and of the Mother and the Super Heart of God. And we give thanks in the name of Jesus Christ to Father and Mother God, Super Light. Amen. God bless you.
In the name of Super Light, Mother God, in the name of Super Light.
You can all go down to his next refreshment and have a little entertainment.